I will start going. Right, I think that is it. So, hi everyone, Liam Smith here of MMA UK, and welcome to the MMA UK show. Tonight we're going to be discussing Cage Warriors 104, massive card that's coming up in Cardiff on April 27th. A lot of big fights with a lot of big Welsh fighters. So, yeah, very important card, and we're going to talk to a few of the fighters on those tonight. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Katie Hunter. Katie, how are we this evening?
Hi, I'm really good, thank you, Lewis. How are you?
I'm really good. Happy to be talking to you. It's been a while since we've done one of these, isn't it?
I know it has. I'm so excited for everyone we've got lined up for tonight.
Yeah, so first guest coming on, guys, is going to be Corey McKenna. Corey's obviously going to be fighting on that card. Her second time fighting in the Cardiff card, I believe. So, yeah, we're going to get her on in just a minute. And any questions, as always, guys, check them down. Katie will read them out, and we'll ask those to Corey. Later on as well, just to let you know, if you want to stick around, we're going to be speaking to Glenn Williams, Glenn the Sledge Williams. He's going to be fighting for an amateur belt. And also, we're going to be speaking to Scott Malone, who's going to be facing Jack Shaw. So some good guests. We're also going to maybe throw a little bit of UFC chat in there as well. And yeah, stick around, ask some questions, and let us know what you think. So I've just got a message from Corey. Just going to see if she's having a bit of difficulty getting on. A second, Katie. Oh, it's saying the page isn't working for her. Hmm.
Right, let me try and hook her up with Frankie.
Here we go. Just going to drop her a message as well to see.
It's not a show until this happens, is it, Lewis?
It's true. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. There's always a few technical issues to get through, especially using Hangouts. So apologies, guys. We will get Corey on in a minute.
I'm excited to ask her all sorts of things, but I felt she was robbed in her last fight with that decision. So I'm interested to hear if that's changed her perception on, you know, if she's going to be even more desperate to finish the fight this time.
Yeah. It was a very close fight last time. I mean, I thought in the striking area, it was kind of 50-50. I thought she'd won the fight with the takedown she got. But, I mean, I hear a lot of people saying it was a robbery. I don't know if I would call it a robbery because it was very close. But I definitely did give her the victory in that one. So, yeah, I'm hoping she can do it this time. Like I said, she's a great fighter, so talented. Hopefully, bear with me just a second.
I really felt that she lost the first round, but I thought she, like, clearly won the second two. So, I don't know. There was one judge, because it was a split decision, there was one judge that gave Corey all three rounds, and I didn't agree with that judge either. So,
yeah.
Frankie's gonna try and sort it out with her now if we want to carry on.
I'm just messaging it to see that. Can you maybe try sending the link again or something, Katie? Perhaps I might.
Yeah, of course.
Might do it. I don't know.
Link is the only thing.
we'll get our guy, tech guy Frankie, on the case, and
the tech guy.
You'll get it done. Frankie always gets it done. To be fair to him. Whereas chimpanzees can't work these things. Yeah. So, guys, just apologies for a second. We're just having an issue getting Corey on. We will be there momentarily. Until then, you get the pleasure of speaking to me and Kate Hunter. So, any questions, drop them down below. And we'll be happy to chat away until she comes. Kind of all we do, just talk rubbish, Kate, isn't it?
That's all I do.
So, in the meantime, Kate, what was your last ROC event? Because I haven't spoken to you since that.
Oh, it was brilliant, thank you. Yeah, it was really good. There were a lot of exciting fights. There's three pro debuts, and they all really, really delivered. Luke Chayner, who's my favourite, he was in control the whole fight. Lonnie Kavanagh. Lonnie's one of the most exciting fighters I think I've ever watched, and I feel like I've watched him grow up because I first started watching him on the Rock Card when he was 16, and he still looks like a baby now, but he's had his first pro fight, and you know, if there's ever an argument that flyweights aren't exciting to watch, he dispels all those myths. He's just like, for anyone who hasn't seen his fights, look him up on YouTube. He's fantastic. And Will Curry as well, had his pro debut and won. They just all looked incredible. So it was a really, really fun card. The one thing I will concede and I will agree with you on was the main event maybe you called that right.
Yeah, Chaley was parry, wasn't it?
It was against Lucas Perovic. I saw the first one of those fights
and it wasn't the most entertaining fight I'd ever seen. I think ultimately it was a bad matchup stylistically, perhaps. Not the most entertaining fight the first time round. So I was surprised they actually made the rematch.
Do you know what, though? It sounded... I interviewed Chopper Chai and he was like, Lucas he gave me an oblique kick in the first round and he shot my knee to pieces. And I don't agree with those kicks being allowed in MMA. And I feel like he went to hurt me. I was worried about hurting him because he's an old man and he had to work the next day. And he goes, and now that guy just tried to maim me for life. I am going to kill him. I am going to get him. I'm going to destroy him. I want to hurt that man. And I was like, Jesus, he is coming to literally destroy this guy. And I was a bit worried for Lucas getting in the cage with him because he looks like an absolute physical specimen. He's huge. He's how I imagine it would be like talking to Overeem or Uberim. It's just huge. And like Lucas does look fairly old. Like, sorry, Lucas. and I was worried for him after doing that interview. And then I needn't have been. Not a lot happened. But, right, okay. I can try and write in Corey on the call on Hangouts. Let me try that.
There we go. That has worked for me before, actually. I should have maybe remembered that, but yeah. As I said, chimpanzee brain, so. also, which we'll get into a little bit more later, we've got a big UFC card coming up this weekend, which is headlined, obviously, with Max Holloway, Dustin Poirier, and Israel Adesanya, and Kelvin Gastelum. So, an absolutely major card there. Kelvin Gastelum is my favourite fighter. I have to happily admit that.
So, is he?
Yeah, he's my favourite fighter. I followed him since he was on The Ultimate Fighter. Season with John Jones and Chael Sonnen. I followed him ever since then. I just love watching him fight. So,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to watching him fight. Even though the Adesanya is a beast.
There she is.
Oh. There we go. Corey McKenna.
Hey, Corey. Hello.
So, yeah, guys.
Can we get you in landscape, Corey?
Well, now you're asking too much.
Thank you.
Corey, how are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Yeah, all good. Corey, I just want to get started off straight away and ask you this. You put a poll out on Facebook the other day. You didn't have a fighter's name. Now you do. Can you tell us what the options were for this vote and what your new fighter's name is?
So, we got two choices. There was the Hobbit and Poppins. Basically, like, I've been called the Hobbit since I was 13, a BKK, and it pretty much has followed, but it didn't seem to stick when we tried it in the fight, cut the fight to go. But, and then the second one was Poppins, because Uriah calls me Poppins, because obviously I'm British, and he says I'm always popping girls in the face, so he thinks it's very funny. But, the Hobbit won, so I remain the Hobbit.
The Hobbit. I was a little bit aggrieved because I always call you the Machine, you know, whenever we speak. So I was a little bit aggrieved. I wanted that to be your name, but you know, I guess Hobbit was my second choice, so I did vote for that one.
We can't have anything too intimidating. You know, we've got to have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, no, fair play. And you've got a big fight coming up. Obviously, Cage Warriors 104 down in Cardiff on April 27th. You're going to be fighting Fanny Redmond. One of those Swedish fighters. What's your take on your opponent coming up in this fight? And how does it feel to be getting back in there after a couple of months off?
Yeah, I mean, I've been dying to get back in there, obviously. Like, I absolutely love it. still been training hard and everything, so it doesn't really make a difference. All I've done is obviously improve. She might only be one no, but it's a high level opponent. You know, she's like European champ, amateur. I think she's like black belt in the grappling side of things and everything. So it's gonna be it's another tough fight. You know what I mean? Like Cage Warriors aren't giving me any cans to crush, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I think this is, you know, I'm gonna make a statement. So.
Yeah, no, fair play. I, you know, so as we said, it's a major card, so we're really looking forward to seeing you get back in there. I want to speak a little bit about your last fight, Corey, because, you know, a lot of people said it was a controversial. Either way, it was very close. You fought, obviously, Mikol Desegni, lost the decision. What was your take on that match? I know you were upset after the fight when you heard the decision. What's your take on that now, looking back?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always going to be one of those frustrating ones. You know, I said my piece, like, you know, after the fight and everything. Like, yeah, I thought I won it, and so did all my coaches, you know what I mean? Like, everyone back home, everyone out here, they all think I won it. It's frustrating not understanding why, but at the same time, you know, it's on me, I should have finished the fight. So all I can do now is keep improving, keep moving forward and progressing my career and just showing everyone that that was nothing more than a little hiccup.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to say as well is because you touched on it there, you know, Cage Warriors are not giving you any cans to crush. With the women's division, particularly in the UK, there's not huge amounts of people participating. How do you feel the ascension is in that with our respect? Because you could be in a position where you win sort of two or three fights and you're right up there with a shot at the belt. Is that something you think is a more difficult way of doing it, or tougher because you might have to make kind of a big leap in terms of your opponent?
I like you say, it really depends on your outlook on it. Like, yes, there's not really the progression. So, you know, like my first fight, the girl had four or five more fights like than me in the professional ranks. But at the same time, like you say, it is easy to get noticed. It is easy to get these opportunities. So it really does depend on your outlook. I don't think it's necessarily easier or harder. I just think it's a different route to what the other guys have to take.
Yeah. And obviously, guys, people watching at home, we do have the comments set up for this on Facebook and on YouTube, I believe. So if you guys at home have any questions for Corey, make sure you drop them down below. And my wonderful assistant, Katie, will read them out. Katie, do we have anything coming through at the moment?
We don't at the moment. I've just been fixing the screen because apparently Corey's not been showing big. So I apologise to people, but we're working on these hitches.
That's all right. It's better for everyone. They don't see me too much.
No. Oh, don't say that.
We've got to have you on the big screen, Corey. Otherwise, no one's going to watch this video if they just see my face.
Or mine. They're just in the side of my head trying to sort out things on my computer.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be an MMA UK podcast without a few technical difficulties. So
it wouldn't.
That's part of our charm. That's part of why people watch us. So we got to embrace that. But Corey, back to your fight, obviously at Cardiff, April 27th. What are you expecting from this matchup with Fanny Redmond?
I think, like you say, it's going to be a tough fight. I've not really seen anything on her, so I can't necessarily say what she's going to come out and do. All I can say is that, you know, I'm going to go out, implement my game plan, show everyone, like, hopefully, like, you know, a nice well-rounded fight and get that finish.
Yeah, we look forward to watching that. And obviously out in Team Alpha Male again as well. What's it? Is this your third time up there now, fourth time?
Might even be my fifth. I'm not counting. nice. I don't know. Really. Think it's my fifth.
So, yeah, a few times. How's it been out there this time? I mean, you're practically a regular there now, I would imagine, at this point.
Yeah, like, I've really, you know, they've really taken me in as part of the team. So the training's great. I'm getting a lot of coach tension, which is obviously, like, amazing for me. Getting all the extra work in with the lads and obviously the girls. So it's been a great camp and they're really helping out massively.
And living with Uriah as well, gotta be good, obviously, to have that kind of a mentor with you on a regular basis, isn't it?
Yeah, like, honestly, Uriah's been amazing for me. Like, we had wrestling this morning, you know, he was my partner for the session. So, like, he's, like, actually, you know, like, not just coaching me and everything, but he's actually getting involved and training with me, drilling with me, like, going over extra techniques and everything. So, you know, I couldn't ask for anything else, really.
Yeah, no, living the dream in that sense. And I think Uriah's coming back soon as well, isn't he? Is he going to be doing a Polaris grappling match, I believe?
Yeah, in May. Yeah, he's against Nicky Ryan.
Yes, obviously he's a prodigy in the BJJ community. So we look forward to seeing Uriah get back. And I did see as well, Uriah was there's some headlines about him lately as well, about him making a comeback in MMA. I don't know if that's if you can give us any sort of insight into that.
I think he's toying with the idea. Yeah. I don't know if he himself has made a decision yet either. But nah, I'm sure he'll come back. He loves it too much.
Yeah, and obviously that Polaris is a good place to start because they're the best level grapplers. Nicky Ryan again, a prodigy, and that's going to be a great matchup. I think that's down in Poole, so in the summer that should be a lovely weekend for people if they want to head down and watch that one. Katie, did you want to ask Corey a question about a former Team Alpha Male member? I believe you wanted to pitch some questions to Corey about that.
Corey, I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to ask Scott Malone, who comes on later, about TJ Dillashaw popping for EPO this, well, finding out this week that that's what it was that he's popped for. They've gone back and tested an old sample of his, and it turns out in the last Cody fight that he was on EPO. I just wondered your thoughts on that, seeing as you train with, obviously, with Cody and all the guys at Team Alpha Male.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's gutting for the lads that have lost him, but like I said, I didn't really know TJ or anyone, but I don't But there's no excuse for anyone to be cheating, especially in this sport. You know what I mean? I just got no respect for people like that. Really, I don't really know what to say.
If they go back and test the one before, the one where he like won the belt off Cody, there's an argument to me that Cody never lost the belt.
Yep, that is a valid point, because like you say, anyone who feels the need to cheat in order to, you know, achieve their goals and to get those wins clearly doesn't have the self-belief or the ability to actually, you know, if you don't believe you can win these fights without cheating, then, you know, you shouldn't be in there. I don't think there's any excuse, and all it does is discredit even, you know, the valid wins he's got. People are going to be sat there questioning them now, and I just think it completely discredits himself, the sport, his team. There's no excuse for it, you know.
Do you have a train with
speaks volumes to me that not a single person, even before it came out what it was, usually people are like, oh, we'll let the, you know, we'll go through the whole due process. All people were saying was they were surprised he hadn't been caught before. So, don't know. Bad egg, that one.
Do you ever train with TJ, Corey?
No, I mean, I met him when I first came out here. I think I met him like once or twice, but I never actually got to train with him.
Fair enough. But back to this fight you've got coming up now, Corey. As we said, it's a really big occasion for you, and a really big occasion for everyone in Wales, really. You've kind of got the best of both worlds with your training, because you're at Team Alpha Male when you're over in the States, and then when you're in Wales, you get about quite a lot. You spend most of your time at Tulare Combat. What's it going to be like fighting alongside all your friends there? You know, you've got Josh Reed, Chris Edwards, Jack Shaw on this card. What's it going to be like sort of sharing the card with all those guys?
Oh, you know, they're a great bunch, and it's like, it's going to be a great night. Same as always, when all the lads on the card, you know what I mean? Like, win or lose, they're always in great fights. I think the atmosphere is going to be amazing. And, you know, I've not really been there this camp, but from what I've heard and what I've seen online, everyone's on form. So it's going to be, you know, going to be a good night for the team, I think.
Yeah. And one thing, I want to be a little bit controversial here as well, because obviously you've trained with Jack Shaw at Tulare Combat, but you're out with Scott Malone out in Team Alpha Male. Is that a little bit awkward, or is it all good?
We only crossed over for like 1 week, me and Scott, so it's all right. But no, I've known Scott and Jack probably for like an equal amount of time, to be honest. They're both, you know, great lads. They both train hard, and, you know, they're both at the highest level. So it's going to be a really interesting fight to watch. And I'm not going to say anything else on the matter.
I don't blame you at all, Corey. You got, keep your nose out of it and say nothing's the best sometimes, isn't it?
I said to Jack before I come out, I'm just stirring the pot, you know, telling Scott Jack said one thing. Tell Jack.
Yeah, I saw one of Scott's posts on Instagram. It was like a picture of you training. It was like spies in camp. So I thought that was quite funny, but it's good to have a sense of humour about it, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, that's the game at the end of the day. Like, this, especially when you're travelling around and everything, everyone understands you're going to cross paths with someone that either you're going to fight or, like, it's going to fight a teammate. It's just one of those things, you know what I mean? Everyone's fighting for that number one spot, so eventually there's going to be some crossover.
Yeah, definitely. So, April 27th, obviously you've got a big support down in Wales now, a big support back from your old gym. Because you train about a lot of different gyms I've seen. Obviously, you got to BKB, you train up in Liverpool as well. I mean, what's it going to mean to you to have all this support come from the UK and get out there and show your stuff?
Yeah, I mean, the support's amazing. Like, so you don't really notice it when you're in there, but especially after the last fight, like, I noticed quite, you notice quite how much support you do get, and you know, it really does mean a lot from everyone. So
especially in that arena as well, it's like it's packed, isn't it? It's all packed in.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Like, you say, just go out there and kind of get back to winning ways and show everyone, you know, their support's kind of, you know, how much it means to me and how much I appreciate and everything.
Yeah, and just lastly, I won't ask many more questions, but can we get a prediction from you for this fight, or do you not give them?
I mean, I can give a vague one. You know, I'm going to be looking for that finish, and make sure I do everything possible to get that win, you know?
Yeah, fair play. Any message you want to give to, like, sponsors, friends, families, or even to your opponent, Redmond?
I'll give the opponent message a pass. I'm not really going to talk to him. But, no, like, I got so many sponsors that I'm really, like, really appreciate their support. You know, it's financially challenging, the sport, as well as obviously physically and everything. So, DCL, the insurance company, they funded this camp, which is obviously amazing. Tatami Fightwear, my fight kit, Q&T, the supplements. I've got Christy, who, like, fixes me when I'm back home. So, you know, like, there's quite a long list, actually. It does really, you know, really mean a lot, but they're the main ones, and people want to check them out. I'm sure there's some discount codes going around, so drop me a message if you need them.
Yeah, big shout out to all those guys. And if anyone else wants to sponsor Corey as well, drop her a message.
We've got one little comment on Facebook for Corey before we let her go, Lewis. It's from a guy called Richard Cunningham, and he says, Corey, I watched you fight about 5 years ago in Northern Ireland. You fought my friend Shania in the Elk nightclub, which was your second amateur fight, I think. I knew back then that you were going to be a future champion.
Oh, bless. Thank you very much.
Even though you beat his mate.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Well, Corey, just want to say thank you very much for joining us. I know, obviously, you're on a busy schedule out in California at the moment. So we won't hold you back from enjoying the sun any longer.
There's no sun. I bring the weather. So, yeah, it's all raining and cloudy. It's great.
It's actually been really sunny in Blinder and Abbott today. So I guess, you know, we've got to take a victory where we get, you know.
There's a reason I'm this pale. There's a reason.
Can I ask one more question, Lewis, before we let it go? I just want a prediction for Craig Edwards' fight on Saturday, Corey.
Oh, got to go with Craig, and I.
What round are we saying?
I feel like this is putting a lot of pressure on me. Let's go second.
I reckon second too. I'm saying KO in the second.
Is that Craig Edwards? Who's
That's right. Yeah.
He's a good fighter, Craig. He's had a little bit of a tough time with Cage Warriors so far, hasn't he? So it'll be nice to see him go out there and get a win this time round.
Yeah, I think this is his time. I really do. He's looking awesome in the gym.
I think so long as Craig turns up mentally, like, he's a scary dude for anyone that stood opposite him. You know what I mean? Like, I see, like, they see him in the gym and everything. He's scary. So
he's an absolute beast.
That's it. As long as he turns up in the right mind frame, I think he kills anyone.
I agree. Thank you, Corey. It's nice to see you.
You too.
Awesome, Corey. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and we look forward to watching you fight in Cardiff and catch you soon, okay?
Yeah, see you soon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
And this one.
There we go. All right. So that was Corey McKenna, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, she's going to be going training now. So but let her go. Next fighter up is going to be Glenn the Sledge Williams. And we've got a little bit of time to kill before we get Glenn on, I think, Katie, haven't we? So
We have. And I'm trying to liaise with Frankie as well to check that everything's going okay technically.
Yeah. How are we doing?
I think it was only showing Corey in the end, but that's better, right? She's the star of the show.
Exactly, yeah. I'm sure she won't be too happy with that. Obviously, Corey's a very down-to-earth person. So, yeah, she's very, very humble. But that's why we love Corey McKenna, you know. But she's going to be our thumbnail for this video now. And,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, gosh, hang on. He's saying it's not working.
Let's have a look. I'm just clicking on it to see if I can see... anything happening with this one? Yeah, it seems to be going from my end. I can see just myself at the minute. But not, no, you cut us.
Right, I think we've got it.
I've got like a little bit of a delay on my why I'm watching it on, so it's not going to show me straight away, but yeah, hopefully it's going to come through. I think what we're going to have to do for these like downtimes, we're going to have to get like a little bit of a soundtrack or something so we can play.
Yeah.
Keep people entertained with music in the kind of break periods where we're having our technical difficulties from now on. Guys, what I do want to say for anyone who's been with us and watching this at the moment, Glenn is due on at 9 o'clock. Keep watching. What I did want to ask was everyone to give our pages a follow. It's MMA World on Facebook and MMA Sport as well. We lost a few followers, particularly from the UK recently. So if you are watching our stuff, you do want to sort of keep in touch with what we're doing. Make sure you give us a hit on both those pages and obviously keep up to date with our content. Yes, it's just me on the screen by the looks of it, Kate. I don't know where you've gone. You must be like put yourself on mute or something.
I can only see Corey, so this isn't like the Corey's. I thought I had it then, but.
Yeah. So I will just describe to everyone. I don't know if people can see or not, but Kate Hunt is here. She's here in spirit. She's just not in video, perhaps. Let me just have a look. Yeah, it just seems to be a picture of me.
Okay. I think we unless I just click between people every time one of us speaks. Does that work for you?
I see some comments on you. We've got Chris Emanuel saying he can only see me. Chris Emanuel saying thoughts on PEDs and MMA. Is TJ the only one who's juicing, or is it Rife in UFC? Also, I can see you now, Katie.
Can you?
Yeah. For a second, and then you left.
Okay, it must only work when I click on people then.
So click on yourself, have a try.
1 second. I think there's also a time delay.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a time delay. Yeah, it's just clicking on by the looks of it.
Right. I think we leave you on for now, and we put the guests on when they come on and just talk in the background.
Yeah, maybe. I don't mind. It's up to you.
I'm also asking Frankie for help at the same time, but he says he shouldn't help with our tears.
Yeah, I think we've screwed this around a little bit, but. We'll keep going, guys. We'll get it done. We'll still ask the same questions. I know you won't be able to see our beautiful faces all the time. But yeah, thoughts on PEDs? Is there more people on it in the sport, Katie, or is it TJ and John just one offs?
Well, like Nate Diaz thinks everyone's on steroids, doesn't he? And I always thought he was paranoid, but it would be so interesting now that they've developed this new technology to see if more people do pop for it.
Yes, it's a tricky one though, because I know as well with USADA, they are very strict. So there's a lot of times when you sort of see it and you think, is that a little bit too far? But I don't know. I think with this TJ Dillashaw one, it seems to me as though it's a clear-cut case. That EPO apparently, because not that I know too much about drug taking in sport, but apparently this EPO is when you have to inject into your bloodstream. So
yeah,
that would suggest that it's very much a case of him knowing what he was doing and going out of his way to cheat. So, I mean, if that is the case, it is pretty bad. In answer to Chris's question, I hope that, you know, this is the minority of the cases. And when you do see some that it is accidental, and, you know, the fact that USADA is quite strict means people take things by mistake. But with this one with TJ, I think it's definitely done on purpose. And I think that's very bad for the sport. So,
yeah, I agree with you. I don't know how many people were on some type of PED, but I don't think there can be that many who are arrogant enough to think that they can cheat the system, to constantly think that they're going to be that one step ahead of USADA, and to go to that extent where you know there's nothing you can say to cover it up. Like, as soon as I saw what it was, I was like, God, that's the Lance Armstrong drug. Like, Imagine trying to trick Jeff Nowitzki with the Lance Armstrong drug. How arrogant and cocky do you have to be? It's insane.
It's a strange one, isn't it? But, I mean, I've seen a lot of sort of tweets and Facebook comments saying, like, that's what's going on in the garage, because he did a whole thing on Joe Rogan where he's talking about the garage and these people he was working with. And, you know, these guys are up doing marathons. So, you know, is it coming from that sort of background that's done it? Or has it happened before? You know, I guess we're not going to know. But I think the fact, it speaks volumes as well, that he didn't sort of fight against it. He just immediately took his ban.
And he's such a bad loser as well. Like, you saw what he was like in the Cejudo fight. He didn't think he lost the Dominic Cruz decision. Like, this guy never thinks that he loses. So there's no way that he would give up that belt that easily unless he knew 100% he was going to be stripped of it. And it's better to relinquish something than it is to be stripped of it.
Yeah.
And I just think he knew once he was caught, he knew he didn't have a wing and a prayer. And I find the people coming out to defend him, okay, they're in his camp. And I probably wouldn't shit on a friend if, you know, they were down. But the things that they've said, I find remarkable, you know, like, oh, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Was that
banned? Still my ninja. This was Dwayne Ludwig today. # he's still my ninja. But I've always thought he's a weirdo anyway, but.
Yeah. I'm just looking to see if we've got anything on Facebook coming through.
Also, do you have anything from Glenn? Because I did email him the link.
Let's have a look. Just dropping Glenn a quick message now.
It's an awesome viewing for everyone.
Yeah, just looking at the top of my head. Yeah,
I'm still seeing the picture of Corey's picture as she left. I'll have a little flick around and see what I can do with this.
Yeah, have a little flick around, Katie. Hopefully we'll get something figured out. But, I mean, ultimately, as long as we get the people on here talking, that's the main thing. Sorry, guys, but you're stuck with my ugly mug for now, I think, we'll look to it. And, we'll just have to make the best of that. Just trying to see if we've got any Facebook comments coming in as well, because I know this is streaming, obviously, live to Facebook and YouTube tonight. So thanks for everyone who's watching on all these platforms. Richard Cunningham is posting, Rhys McKee, best fighter on Cage Warriors roster. Rhys McKee is a very good fighter, Richard, so can't argue if that's your opinion. He's a great fighter. I think he's moving up to welterweight now, which I was a little bit disappointed with, even though he's a really, really big lightweight.
Skeletor.
I would have liked to have seen, he's super tall. I would have liked to have seen him fight for a title at lightweight. I think he's definitely skillful enough. But, I mean, when you actually meet him in person, he's definitely big enough to be Well, a welterweight, so there's no arguments from that. But I would like to have seen him get that belt shot. So, yeah, kind of mixed feelings from that for me. But I would agree, Reese McKee is a very, very good fighter, former Bama champion. And I mean, I wouldn't bet against him being a Cage Warriors champion either. So, yeah, thanks for that comment. Frankie's saying Katie's the tech guy tonight, unfortunately for us.
That's why it's going wrong, Lewis. He keeps sending me tech solutions and none of them have worked so far. Frankie, let me know if this has worked because I've done what you said.
There we go. So we've got Glenn commenting on the Facebook feed. Well, I think he's around now. So should we see if we can get Glenn on now and just get a chat?
Yeah, I have sent him the link. I promise.
Yeah, so Glenn, just told Glenn he can come on whenever he's ready now. Yeah, this is going to be Glenn Sledge Williams. Glenn is an amateur fighting out of Port Talbot. Very, very good amateur. He's fighting at light heavyweight at the moment, but got a feeling we might see him cut down a little bit perhaps in the future. And he's going to be fighting for the Cage Warriors amateur Welsh light heavyweight title. So very, very good fight. Very, very good fighter. And yeah, we're going to look forward to see him. He's going to be fighting against Logan Osler. So tough fight. I've not seen Logan fight, but I've heard a lot of good things. So this is going to be a really good matchup for everyone to watch. And I know Glenn always brings a big support as well. So we're going to look forward to watching Glenn fight on that one. And we're going to look forward to getting him on for a few questions now in a minute. All being good, technology-wise. Let's just see if we can...
I've got a bounce back from his email address.
What's that?
I said I've got a bounce back from his email address. One second.
Oh, really?
Oh, we're having it rough tonight, Lewis.
I know, yeah. It's never easy, is it? First one back.
Oh. No.
Nope. So it looked like someone joined for a moment.
I know, I got really excited then.
I'll make sure we got his right email address.
Yeah.
But while we wait, Katie, what was your predictions? Gastelum versus Adesanya. Who'd you see that one going to this weekend?
So, I'm so excited for this fight. I also love Kelvin Gastelum. And I honestly, I feel like, Frankie's telling me something as well. I honestly think, and I know it's easy to say it could go one of two ways, but I'm not sure that Adesanya is the person or will be the fighter that everybody thinks that he's going to be. I'm not sure he is the next Anderson Silva. And I'm not saying he isn't, but I'm not convinced yet. I haven't seen enough yet, and I haven't seen him against a quality enough opponent to be able to tell. And with Kelvin, I thought with Kelvin, it depends what Kelvin turns up. And like, you know, just, I don't know what would have happened to him if he'd have fought Whittaker in the last fight, because he obviously had all that staff all over him, which was yuck. And sometimes he turns up looking like he's a bit out of shape. Obviously, everybody knows he should be a welterweight. And, you know, like he's obviously had some diet discipline issues. So I'm never quite sure what Kelvin we're going to get. But I think I honestly think he's awesome. And I don't think this is such a bad matchup for him stylistically. If he can close the distance, and I don't know. I could see him winning. I haven't looked up who's the favourite. Have you, Lewis?
I've not actually. I do. It's rare that I'll sort of come off the fence, but I do want Kelvin to win this one, and I feel like
Kelvin to win as well.
I'm going to be a little bit biased because of that. But you know, honestly, I'm such a big fan. He seems like such a humble guy as well. That. Yeah, I definitely want Kelvin to win this one. So not necessarily looking too much at the odds, but yeah, I think it might be Adesanya though, because he's he's been on a bit of a tear, and he's definitely got a size advantage. And well, Kelvin, he likes to strike, and Adesanya is a great striker. So I don't know. I think Adesanya may be the favorite, but then on the other hand, I look at Kelvin's fight with I'm gonna forget his name now. The guy he fought in the final of the Ultimate Fighter, Uriah Hall.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of a good preparation for that. Uriah is known for his kind of strikes and knockout ability, so you know, definitely good preparation there.
Although Adesanya's got the size advantage in that he's got the reach advantage, I don't think it's the same.
Uriah is known for his kind of strikes and knockout ability, so definitely good preparation there.
Although Adesanya's got the size advantage in that he's got the reach advantage, I don't think it's the same.
Uriah is known for his kind of strikes and knockout ability, so definitely good preparation there.
Although Adesanya's got the size advantage in that he's got the reach advantage, I don't think it's the same.
Uriah is known for his kind of strikes and knockout ability, so definitely good preparation there.
Although Adesanya's got the size advantage in that he's got the reach advantage, I don't think it's the same.
Uriah is known for his kind of strikes and knockout ability, so definitely good preparation there.
Although Adesanya's got the size advantage in that he's got the reach advantage, I don't think it's the same.
Uriah is known for his kind of strikes and knockout ability, so definitely good preparation there.
Although Adesanya's got the size advantage in that he's got the reach advantage.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that me back in?
We're live, I think, still. You're sideways.
There we are.
That's it. Cool.
Right. So I've just been kicked out of the call, guys. Really sorry about that. But yeah, what did I miss, Katie?
Me trying to get it to work again, but I have no idea. Viewers, I'm really sorry.
Okay. There you go. The sound is sorted.
That's a relief.
So, Glenn is now unable to load the link. How did we get Corey in with this one?
Oh,
he's got the email. He's got the email, but he can't get on.
Oh, Frankie, please save our souls. At least I can see you now. That's good. Because I was talking to a blank screen before and that was
unsettling.
Quite disconcerting. Yeah, I'm on the wine now as well to help, help with my nerves.
There we go. Hold on a sec.
Oh, I like your one mug.
Thanks. What? How did we get Corey on without the link, Katie? So I can give him a message.
Yeah. I'm not in control anymore, though, so I think Frank has to invite him. Hang on.
I've lost you off screen now, Katie. You've gone silent and dark, so... Yeah, don't... There we are, you're back now.
Sorry, that was Glenn calling.
I'll see if I can do it. It actually says I've been removed.
Yeah. So, guys, we're taking on new tech, guys. We're sacking Frankie Anderson and we're sacking Katie Hunter after these ones.
I don't blame you. I'd sack me too.
Glenn's trying to ring us a second, so I don't. So, Glenn, if you're watching, you've got to come on through the link, I believe. We're just trying to get that sorted now. For some reason, I don't really know what why it's not working for us tonight, but one of those nights, I guess. So, sorry about this, guys. We'll get Glenn on just in a minute. And as always, any questions, drop them down below, and we'll get through as many as we can. There didn't seem to be too many for Corey, which I'm surprised about. So, come on, guys, pick your game up, get some questions in. I know Glenn's got a lot of fans though, so hopefully we'll get a few and yeah, we can get Glenn off on one because he's a bit of a character, Glenn Williams. So looking forward to having him on for a while. And looking forward to talking about his last win and what he's got coming up. So yeah. Glenn, bear with us. Hopefully we're gonna get you on in a second, buddy.
Sorry, that's me.